Hello and welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. In this new format, I'm focusing on 30-minute programs recorded occasionally and edited for broadcast on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, New Hampshire, and online at classicalwscs.org every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight. There's no agenda, no genre, just music that I enjoy sharing with you. So if you love crate digging, then come on down to the Radio Thrift Shop. And let's face it, who doesn't love crate digging? It's my favorite Olympic sport. We'll be right back. From a 45 released on Bell Records back in 1972, that's the track Space Monster by the band Lunar Funk. And before that, we heard Little Rose with Trip to the Moon. I'm DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. Radio Thrift Shop features homemade and homegrown radio from an amateur DJ who doesn't even know the rules and can barely announce anyway. We're going to dig into 33s, 45s, scratchy 78s, classic cassettes and CDs, and I'll be spinning classic rock and pop, jazz, exotica, folk, acoustic, folk rock, indie pop, lo-fi, psychedelic, jam bands, library, easy listening, some country and some soul, and just about everything I can dig out of the crates. Hopefully it all makes sense by the end of the show. All right, we're going to drop the needle on some Enoch Light.
This is Bird Note. The environmental movement has historically been very white. As a conservation scientist for the National Wildlife Federation, Karina Newsom works with government agencies to make sure that conservation plans will benefit Black and Brown people and the environmental health of their communities.
Here's an opportunity to like put in money to address the vulnerability that Black and Brown communities in particular and low-wealth communities are facing.
Karina says that solving environmental problems facing people of color tends to go hand in hand with what's best for the ecosystem.
When the environmental concerns of marginalized communities are addressed, birds come back too. There is one particular example in California where this community was experiencing flooding. The infrastructure was not there to protect them. Once they finally got the resources they needed to create the ecosystem that would protect the community, the birds came back, the flycatchers, like they were seeing birds they hadn't seen in so long in that place because their environmental issue was addressed. And so it really just showed how these are not different things. In my opinion, one of the most detrimental choices that conservation has made has been to separate people from nature.
Hear more about bridging the gap between yourself and the ecosystems where you live on the Bring Birds Back podcast. Listen in your favorite podcast app or at birdnote.org. I'm Tanaji Hamilton.
Some sounds recorded in the Anza Borrego Desert in California, and excerpts from a poem by Bertrand N. O. Walker called Desert Memory. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. Lonely, open, vast, and free, the darkening desert lies. The wind sweeps over it fiercely, and the yellow sand flies. The tortuous trail is hidden ere the sandstorm has passed. But all its wild, mad shriekings borne shrilly on its blast. Spent its fierce, wild wail. The dark storm pall has shifted. Forth on his sight the stars gleam pale, and the purple haze uplifted. The poem is called Desert Memory. It's written by Bertrand N. O. Walker, born 1869 and died in 1926. He published his poems under his Wyandotte name, Hinto. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
We're playing the most variety from the past century of recorded sound. I'm DJ Frederick, and you're listening to Radio Thrift Shop.
Sailing ships upon the sea aren't lovelier than you or the games I see you play. You more lovely than the day when the sun is in your eyes. I see through your disguise all the games I see you play. You more lovely than the day when the sun is in your eyes. I see through your disguise all the games I see you play. Sailing ships upon the sea are lovelier than you or the games I see you play. You more lovely than the day when the sun is in your eyes. I see through your disguise all the games I see you play. Sailing ships upon the sea.
The Wonderments with a cover of Porpoise Song, as originally recorded by, yeah, the Monkees. Before that, the long version of Crimson and Clover, and we started that set off with Toast and Marmalade for Tea by Tintin. All right, I'm DJ Frederick. If you have some tunes you'd like me to spin here on the Radio Thrift Shop, please contact me, get in touch, write a few words. It's radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. It's radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com.
Stockholm.
Hello and welcome back to the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick, broadcasting on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, online at classicalwscs.org, and around the world on the Global Voice at theglobalvoice.info. On the Radio Thrift Shop, we celebrate 33s, 78s, 45s, tapes of all sorts, and homemade music releases from around the turn of the 20th century to the present. We're exploring the road less musically traveled.
Going back to 1952, that was Nat King Cole with Once in a Blue Moon, written by Burt Bacharach. And yep, on this edition of Radio Thrift Shop, we're going to be listening to some tunes written by Hal David and Burt Bacharach.
Oh, the morning mail. Oh, the morning mail.
The morning mail has come and gone. I got a letter from a brother and an angel cake from above, but I got
no
morning mail.
The morning mail.
Left me forlorn.
Left me forlorn.
And Josie sent a jar of honey, cousin Jimmy wrote for money. Oh, but I got
no,
not one word
no,
from you. I'm spending each night while we are apart, rereading each word you write, till I know it by heart.
I know it by heart.
But the morning mail has come and gone. I hope tomorrow there's a letter in the mail, or even better, I hope there's a bundle to hold tight in my arms. I'm spending each night while we are apart, rereading each word you write, till I know it by heart. But the morning mail has come and gone. I hope tomorrow there's a letter in the mail, or even better, I hope there's a bundle to hold tight in my arms. A bundle of you and your sweet huggable charms.
Oh, the morning mail has come and gone. Oh, the morning mail.
Friday rain always brings Saturday sunshine, the time for a heart to start planning things. Saturday sunshine, they say for love to be a growing thing, it needs the sunlight. So when the sunlight begins to shine on high, our love's gonna grow up to the sky. I'll be there kissing you under the skylight. I promise to make your dreams all come true long before twilight. So darling, when the sun begins to shine, be sure to wake up. I'll be there to make you mine. We'll never break up. Friday rain always brings Saturday sunshine and love. Love just a growing thing, it needs the sunlight. So when the sunlight begins to shine on high, our love's gonna grow. Kissing you under the skylight, I promise to make your dreams all come true long before twilight. So darling, when the sun begins to shine, be sure to wake up. I'll be there to make you mine. We'll never break up. Saturday sunshine and
The Rangoons from 1961, My Heart is a Ball of String. Before that, we heard Johnny Mathis from 1967 with the Saturday Sunshine, and we started off with the Galahads and the Morning Mail. All tunes written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David on this edition of Radio Thrift Shop.
You ain't nothing but a hound.
You might know Elvis's version better, but Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller wrote the song for Big Mama Thornton. You're on The Soundbeat.
You can wag your tail, but I ain't gonna feed you no more.
As Lieber told Rolling Stone magazine,
"You told me it was high."
We saw Big Mama, and she knocked me out. She looked like the biggest, baddest, saltiest chick you'd ever seen. And she was mean. She must have weighed 350 pounds and had these scars all over her face. They didn't waste any time, either. With their muse in mind, Lieber and Stoller wrote the song the first day they met her, in about 12 minutes. She released it in 1953, and it held the top spot on Billboard for 7 weeks.
You can wag your tail, but I ain't gonna feed you no more. Oh, plenty of things more. Oh, listen to them old hound dogs.
Big Mama Thornton wrote and recorded a tune that would prove to be a huge hit for a 60s icon. Which one? Find out at soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry.
Exploring science in the sea. If you're one of the ocean's major predators, you go where the food is, even if it might make you a little dizzy. Scientists recently found that tunas, sharks, and other big fish were more common inside eddies in parts of the Pacific Ocean than in the surrounding water. And not surprisingly, that's where the food was. The scientists looked at records of waters inside the North Pacific Gyre. That's a region from a little north of the equator to the Central Pacific, and from the Americas to Japan. It's the largest ecosystem in the world. Across much of that region, there's not much life in the upper layers, but there's a lot more in the eddies, spinning currents that can be dozens of miles wide. They affect conditions not only at the surface, but far below as well. They can pull nutrient-rich waters from below, enhancing the number of fish that the big guys prey on. The recent study looked at more than 20 years of records from a giant fishery around the Hawaiian Islands, catches of both top-level predators and some of the species they feed on. They also looked at satellite observations of ocean currents over that same period. Comparing the two revealed that fishing lines inside eddies caught a lot more of 14 species of big fish, tunas, sharks, billfishes, and others, than lines outside the eddies. So tracking eddies at the ocean surface may help pinpoint the best places to find big fish, and to manage this diminishing resource. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas and is available as a weekly podcast at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
A recent study looked at more than 20 years of records. That means something totally different to a DJ. Alright, welcome back to the Radio Thrift Shop. We're going to listen to a few more tunes by Burt Bacharach and Hal David.
Such sad souvenirs of what we used to share. So pity me, the greatest love, watching over this and the stars above. But now there's not a star left in the sky, and all I have to do is sit and cry. Only your embrace can fill this empty place. That's all you left me here, such sad souvenirs of what we used to share. So pity me, the greatest love, watching over this and the stars above. But now there's not a star left in the sky, and all I have to do is sit and cry. Only your embrace can fill this empty place.
Above the tree. as long as there is a you, constant and true in times like these. In times like
how the times have changed since 1960. That was Gene McDaniels and In Times Like These. And before that, we heard Ian and the Zodiacs from 1965 and This Empty Place. Well, this isn't an empty place. It's filled with all kinds of LPs, 45s, 33s, cassettes, 8-tracks, CDs, you name it. It's here at the Radio Thrift Shop.
Three loving hearts, all pulling together. heartache, blue on blue, now that we are through. Blue on blue, heartache on heartache, and I find I can't get over losing you. I walk along the street we used to walk, two by two lovers pass, and as they're passing by, I could die, 'cause you're not here with me. Now the trees are bare, there's sadness in the air, and I'm as blue as I can be. Blue on blue, heartache on heartache, on blue, now that we are through. Blue on blue, heartache on heartache, and I find I can't get over losing you. Night after lonely night, we meet in dreams as I run to your side. You wait with open arms. I'm as blue as I can be. Blue on blue, heartache on heartache, blue on blue, now that we are through. Blue on blue, heartache on heartache, and I find I can't get over losing you.
John Preston with Blue on Blue, and before that we heard The Fifth Dimension, Living Together, Growing Together. And on this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop, we've been sampling some tunes written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David. Tune in every Saturday evening at 10 p.m. here at WSCS. I'll be back with more tunes and exploring the depths of the Radio Thrift Shop, cruising up and down the dusty aisles of recorded sound from the past century of recorded sound. Yeah, no, it's getting to be about a century and two decades at this point. All right, thank you for listening and wishing you many blessings.